This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Bet online. It's the fastest, it's the easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first market odds and lines. Find reviews, news for every single league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf, my friend. Bet online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information. And live in-game betting, props, also some futures. Head to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device. Join today. Make your first sports bet. Use the promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV50, BELIEVE50. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Yeah, buddy, indeed. It is great news with Kevin and Mike. I am Mike Catherwood. Kevin Ryder is off for the day, and he is probably doing some type of quantum physics or in some type of Soviet chess tournament, you know, as Kevin would be doing in his off time. Pardon me if I seem a little flustered. There's sharp, razor-sharp clawed animals tugging at my legs.
I think that's why Kevin's not here. I think he heard that your cats were loose.
Can you see the movement in the back there? Right by this ear here? Oh, no. There's... Yep, there they go. Yep. And just like last episode, as you can see, all the movement back there where there's two animals who refuse to give me any type of privacy or peace, there's a dog behind me. You wouldn't know it. You know why? Because he fucking respects my time and my fucking career. Because dogs are nice. Right, Harry? Great News is a news show that exposes the reality of human interaction. Because social media and mainstream media, again, I'm not pointing fingers. I don't think it's their fault. They have to do what they have to do as a business to get as many viewers and clicks as they can get. And that seems to be through negativity. And that gives you, the viewer, the consumer of media, the idea that the world is going to hell and that everyone is mean and that everyone hates each other. And the reality is that the overwhelming majority of the time, people are really nice and loving to each other. And the overwhelming majority of people are not jerks and Karens and a-holes. They are concerned and caring people. And that is what this show is about. And that is why it is called Great News. And here is your intro. Courtney, do you have any requests for someone to perform said intro?
Well, you know one of my favorites is the Beach Boys. So if I actually get to choose, then let's go Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys, let me see. Yeah, it's an intro, it's an intro. Kevin and Mike are about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues, cause Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. Now that's Beach Boys 1968. This is Brian Wilson 2022 doing it.
I like pudding. I like oatmeal.
Oh, I wish everyone could see Courtney's face. All right, so let us begin. I'm going to kick off the story with a really beautiful story. A lot of the great collection of stories that we get, Kevin and I get here on the show, will in fact make us cry. When I put, you know, some stories together for an episode, it's not uncommon for me to just be like a mess. And my wife will come home from doing something. She's like, "What's wrong? What happened?" I'm like, "Nothing. People are so beautiful." And this was another one of those stories. And it's very simple. And it's called Lunch with My Brother. And it is just an incredibly tender and beautiful moment shared between siblings.
I love you.
Me too.
You're my idol. The reason I call you my mother, even though you're not, I don't know what I would do without you.
Such a sweet, sweet sentiment. And that young man who was doing the talking has Down syndrome. And he says, "I love you. You're my idol." Just a really beautiful moment of someone who doesn't have necessarily the same kind of reluctance to show vulnerability that most men do. And he just really, really kind of a breathtaking moment of real, real love and tenderness between siblings. And it's simple. A lot of times you don't have to be fucking Malala or Nelson Mandela to find yourself amongst the great news stories, because although people who are in fact changing the world with their amazing, almost unbelievable feats of concern and caring and love and charity, they are great and they should be celebrated, but it's sometimes just really simple things like that. Same with this story. This is Nezia. Nezia is in palliative treatment. Now, I'm going to ask you, Courtney, what does that mean, palliative treatment? I've never heard the term.
Well, since I don't have a medical degree,
right?
This is what they created Google for.
Thank you.
And paleo producer. Treatment?
Palliative.
Oh, palliative.
Riveting moment here.
I need faster internet, apparently. So it sounds like it is close to the equivalent of like hospice care.
Okay. I kind of figured, because Nezia is not a young lady. She looks incredibly old, and she clearly, with bandages and tubes and things, for those of you who are just listening and not watching, I have a very janky mustache right now. Look at that. You got to take care of that. She is very old, and she doesn't look to be in the best of health. And her only wish is to see her beloved dog, Tita. And we actually have video of that moment when she is reintroduced to her beautiful dog, Tita. Check it out. Notice it wasn't her beautiful cat, Tita. It was, I'm just saying. She wanted her dog. And that dog was so sweet. Oh. Again, sometimes just those little things. And finally, to wrap up this extra quick solo episode of Great News, a very nice, very simple story of one man helping his neighbor. And this guy, Saladin Ahmed, he put up on his Twitter, "Damn, my neighbor, who I'd never met, just busted serious ass to help me get my car out of the snow so I could get my kids to school." And I was like, and was like, "I'm from Kenya. We don't just leave our neighbor to struggle." And then Saladin wrote, people are just great sometimes. And I would like to say, I think people are great most of the time. And that we should take this opportunity every time you tune into Great News, every time you encounter some type of expression of care and humanity in the real world, just take a moment and recognize that. And then also really take a moment to think about how many times in your life, regardless of how old you are, people have been actually assholes. Like when people have treated you poorly, sure, it's happened. Sure, it's happened. But for most of us, I know I can speak for myself. I could count on one hand how many times people have actually been genuinely mean or ugly to me. Whereas I can't count. It's incalculable how many times people have done simple all the way up to incredibly magnanimous things to just to be nice, just because they care. And so don't lose sight of that. That is what this show is about. Also, cats fucking suck. And it's time for an outro. Can you just pause for 40 seconds? It's an outro. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news. Anybody know how to cook cat stew?
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.